Hey, been a while. I did record a video, I promise, but I just didn't upload it. I don't know. I think I was too tired. It was my Friday. I had a really, really weird week. Because I had to, you know, work for someone else. Because I had last Saturday off. Not tonight. Or last night, I mean. But, so I had to work Thursday. And, my whole schedule thing was all thrown off. That's okay. I did quite a bit. Not just me. I mean, my youngest, he did an FFA thing with an animal. He was raising it, taking care of it, sold it, so. Doesn't have the animal no more, but a lot of great experience, I assume, having to go through all of that. Went to some basketball games where Jordan wasn't even in them, but I took some of the high school basketball players to the game so I can record and watch it. It's pretty good. We actually did really well. I think there was maybe the last part of the last game where it kind of got close a little bit, but I don't think that, you know, we were trying to run sets that were, you know, would allow us to score quite a bit. I think it was mostly just wasting the clock out at the end. That's okay though. I know that the younger kids need a lot of experience, especially going through the plays, and then like just the little things to look for. They're not going to be able to really model that if they're not able to maybe be in there and have those same experience or situations go on, so they can react accordingly to whatever they need to do. I can already tell Jordan is going to be pretty good at guarding a little bit bigger people. Also, bringing the ball down, I believe his confidence level is way up there. And it's not just basketball, it's life in general. I think that he understands assignments and things that he needs to do and everything else. And I don't want to say like he's taken aback with, you know, knowing that and then kind of separating himself from it, but he does a really, really good job at kind of managing the team and everything else that's going on during the game as it's going, and then playing at the same time, which is really a key trait to have as a player in general. Doesn't really matter what sports you're in, because I think self-awareness in any sport will allow you to succeed a little bit more than normal, just because you know the outcome, you know what you need to do and how to get it done. So it's just about execution, really. The rest of it just either has to fall in place or it falls apart. So yeah, I'm pretty excited with that. We have another, I'm not sure how many games this week, but Friday and Saturday we're gonna have to go to the same high school that we went to last year. Saturday though, I'm probably gonna be pretty tired because I worked at night. I don't have it off, So I'll have to hopefully sleep or get enough sleep before I have to go to work. Normally I'm getting probably around, I don't know, on my Mondays, it's probably around 3 or 4, something like that. That's just to get ready, but I already slept the prior night, so it's not too bad. Like right now, I'm kind of tired. Of course, I probably will start fading out in about an hour and a half or so, but I know that if I were to, you know, sit down for a long period of time in one spot, I'd probably fall asleep. But that's going to be a little bit different after, you know, basketball, the summer basketball thing is over with. Football's going to be coming. I know they're going to be excited to get started with that because it's going to be a whole new roster, pretty much. Not really, but since they had lost, you know, their main quarterback because he was a senior, I'm not sure who's jockeying for that position, to be honest. I know my son wants to play. I know he wants to be a starting quarterback, but he does have the competition against other guys that might want to, you know, take that mantle. So I'm not 100% sure how it's all going to go, but I hope I can get him ready. I hope at least we can get things rolling, especially for summer basketball, to get him ready for football. That'll be great. Yesterday was me and my wife's anniversary. I took her out. I think we went, where did we go? Pizza and buffet. But of course, having to go to work, I don't really get much time. It is what it is, especially working graveyards. You know, you don't get the normal time that a normal person would get who works, you know, from morning till afternoon or whatever. So I've been doing this for so long, it's, even though it kind of sucks a lot, I miss out on a lot of things. I don't get to be around like I want to be, at least for my situation. I know my kids have handled it very well. I know that they've managed themselves very well. They have found the fire that they wanted to find to, you know, be the people that they are now, because, you know, they take advantage of that motivation that they have, and they take advantage of the timing, because it's really crucial, especially being young, that you, once you see the opportunities, you don't let them slip away, or, you know, watch someone else take advantage of that, because you never know what could lead with the things that you take advantage of in school or sports or personal life. You know, I know that if you were to look at school as a totality and think, you know, it's got one use for the rest of your life, but it's not. It's like everything. School is everything, because you do learn so much more than schooling. You learn about people, you learn about situations, you learn about things to do and not to do. Like, you learn about a lot of things that you would never learn at home, just being around a whole bunch of people. So yeah, I think though I'm gonna be able to get some movies going for this weekend. Hopefully put an Xbox in here and see what's going on with it, see if it works. That's my time. I'll talk to you later.